Hi, I'm your host Jane Call, and welcome to the Prince 2 Study Sessions. This is episode 5, and today we will be covering another Prince 2 theme, the quality theme. Our key objectives for today then are, we will explain the purpose of the quality theme and cover the key terms that you will hear as part of this theme. We will outline what is quality planning and quality control, explain the quality review technique, outline what is the quality management approach and quality register, and finally, we will review the minimum requirements for this theme. Let's begin with the purpose of the quality theme. The purpose of this theme is to define and implement the means by which the project will verify that the products are fit for purpose. The Prince 2 quality theme is largely an expression of the focus on products principle, which we discussed in episode 1. Prince 2 defines quality as the degree to which a set of inherent characteristics of a product, service, process, person, organization, system, or resources fulfill requirements. Quality within Prince 2 means ensuring the project products meet the business expectations and ultimately enable the desired benefits to be realized. This theme looks at whether or not a product is fit for purpose, and what that means is whether it meets its agreed and stated requirements. Furthermore, this theme considers the principle learned by experience, by the implementation of continued improvement methods used throughout the project. This theme addresses the quality methods and key responsibilities for not only the specification, development, and approval of the project products, but also for the management of the project. Another easy way to think of the quality theme is that it covers both the quality of the final product and the quality of the project management. You may hear in reference to quality assurance within Prince 2. Quality assurance, this role is external to the project. They look at the wider quality across the organization, and their key role is to assure corporate program management or the customer level that each individual project complies with corporate standards, policies, and procedures. This role is not to be confused with project assurance. Project assurance was discussed within the organization podcast. Project assurance is within the project. This role assures the project board that the project is being conducted properly. Project assurance is the responsibility of the project board. And remember, quality assurance is the responsibility of corporate, program management, or the customer level. You will need to ensure you fully understand the difference between quality assurance and project assurance for your exam, and be careful not to mix up their roles and responsibilities. There are other key roles associated with the quality theme that you'll need to be aware of. The first one is the customer quality expectations. This is a statement provided by the senior user detailing the quality expected from the project's products, which should be captured within the project product description. The customer's quality expectations should be captured as soon as possible in starting up a project process. This should include the key quality requirements for the project products, any standards or processes that will need to be applied to achieve the quality requirements, any measurements that will need to be used to assess whether or not the project products meet the quality requirements, and finally, the customer's quality expectations should be reviewed at the end of each management stage in case there are external factors which may change them. The second term then that you will hear as part of the quality theme is acceptance criteria. This is a prioritized list of criteria that the project product must meet before the customer or end user will accept it. Examples of acceptance criteria may include ease of use, ease of support, major functions, or reliability. However, sometimes it may not be possible to meet all the acceptance criteria, and this is the reason why Prince 2 recommends prioritizing this list. Identifying the acceptance method is also really important because this will address the question, what do we need to do to prove whether the project products have been completed and accepted by the customer or the end user? Acceptance criteria may also evolve as the project progresses, and this will need to be reviewed at the end of every management stage. If changes are required, this should go through the change control process and can only be changed with the approval of the project board. The final term then that you may hear as part of the quality theme is quality criteria. This is a description of the quality specifications that the product must meet and will include any relevant quality measurements that will be used when inspecting the finished products. Quality criteria should be specified within each product description in terms of both being specific and measurable. There must be enough detail within the product description so that those who review the products within the quality review technique can confirm whether the project created meets its stated requirements. Let's now move on to what is quality planning and quality control. Let's start with quality planning. As part of ensuring the quality expectations of the customer and the acceptance criteria are developed, the project manager must plan appropriately. This means identifying the necessary products and the quality criteria for each, planning the quality methods, and designing the quality responsibilities. Things which a project manager will need to consider as part of quality planning will include gathering the customer quality expectations and acceptance criteria, writing the project product description, which is part of product-based planning, create the quality management approach document, writing individual product descriptions for each of the main products created and include the relevant quality information. Again, this is part of the product-based planning technique. And finally, let's now move on to quality control. Quality control would focus on the techniques and activities to inspect and test the products. This would also include looking for ways to constantly improve the quality. During this process, quality records will be maintained in the form of a quality register with the details of the results of a quality review. And based on those results, the product will be judged if they are fit for purpose or not. If they are fit for purpose, then the product can be approved and the approval record will be needed. This could be an email or a signature on a form, and this would be an example of an approval record. There are two main goals of quality control. The first one is to ensure that the quality requirements are met, for example, through quality inspections or reviews or performing tests on the products. The second thing is to avoid unsatisfactory performance, for example, by learning lessons and improving processes as a result. Let's now move on to the quality review technique. The PRINCE2 quality review technique is used to assess a product against a set of quality criteria and works well for a document walkthrough or analysis of the relevant test results. The quality review technique confirms that the product is complete, ready for approval, and that it can be baselined and placed under change control. Quality reviews will be carried out by the customer or the end user to check the product meets its product description and quality criteria. There are four quality review team rules used as part of this technique. The four rules of the quality review technique are the chair. They will coordinate the review. The presenter. They present the product and represent the producers, coordinate and monitor post-work review, implement agreed changes for the product. Reviewer. They assess the quality of the product by assessing it against the quality criteria in the relevant product description. And finally, the administrator, which also could be project support. They support the chair and document any agreed follow-up actions resulting from the quality review. The quality review consists of three key steps. They are review preparation, conducting the review meeting, and finally, any associate review follow-ups. Let's now look at each step in more detail against the four rules. Step 1. Review preparation. Within this step, the chair confirms that the product is ready to be reviewed. A copy of the product is given out to the reviewers along with a question sheet. The reviewers assess the quality of the document by comparing it against the quality criteria within the product description. Where the product is not meeting the quality criteria, the reviewers will use the question sheet to ask questions. The chair then complies a consolidated question list. The chair will use the consolidated question list to draw up an agenda for a meeting, which is done in conjunction with the presenter. Step 2, review meeting. The presenter introduces the product. Reviewers will then ask questions to the presenter about the document. The presenter will talk through the product with reference to the question list, and the reviewers discuss any necessary action on each element of the product. The administrator will document what actions or follow-ups are required. The reviewers will then reach a joint decision about the product quality. There are three decisions which can be made. The first one is to document it is fit for purpose. The second one is to document it's conditionally complete, which means there may be some follow-up actions that need to be completed. Or the third one, the document is incomplete. Therefore, the product must go through another quality review cycle. The third step then in the quality review technique is review follow-up. Within this process, the presenter organises any necessary remaining actions. Following revisions, the product is given out again to the reviewers. Once the reviewers have approved the work, the chair can then sign off the product. The presenter requests approval for the product. And finally, the administrator reports on the outcome of the quality review to the appropriate stakeholders and will restore the quality records within the quality register. Now that we have covered the quality review technique, I would like to highlight that the key benefit from the PRINCE2 quality review technique is that it ensures all key stakeholders have the opportunity to assess the quality of a product and contribute to the quality outcome. This has the effect of enhancing ownership of the final product. Let's now move on to what is the quality management approach. The project manager is responsible for writing the quality management strategy in the initiation phase of a PRINCE2 project. This is known as the quality management approach. This document is created with the other approach documents and becomes part of the project initiation document, or commonly known as the PID. This will communicate the techniques and standards expected during the project and define quality responsibilities and roles. This will usually include the specific processes, procedures, techniques, standards, and responsibilities which will be applied. This document should clearly define how the customer's quality expectations will be met. And finally, during the process of creating the quality management approach, another document is created at the same time, called the quality register. The quality register will summarise the quality tests that have been planned, who will perform them, and the results as they are carried out. As each stage plan is created, the project manager will enter the details in the quality register for all quality activities planned. Each stage plan will identify when the products of that stage will be checked against acceptance criteria, how they will be checked, and by whom. The final thing we will cover as part of the podcast today is the minimum requirements for the quality theme. To be following the PRINCE2 method, the minimum requirements for the quality theme which must be satisfied are: the project must define and maintain a quality management approach for the project, which covers quality control and project assurance and defines the roles and responsibilities for quality management. The project must specify the quality criteria for the products and maintain appropriate quality records. The project must summarise quality activities in some form of quality register. And finally, the customer's quality expectations and prioritised acceptance criteria must be specified in a project product description, and the project must use lessons to inform quality planning throughout the life of a project. This now concludes episode 5 of the PRINCE2 study sessions, which has provided an overview on the purpose of the quality theme, including key terms. We have outlined what is quality planning and quality control. We have covered the PRINCE2 quality review technique and also the quality management approach. And finally, we have outlined the minimum requirements for the quality theme. Thanks very much for listening, and join me next time as we continue covering PRINCE2 themes, as we will be discussing the risk theme within the next podcast.